Welcome to the Rebel Spirit Podcast, where we break free from societal expectations and old ways of thinking so you can tap into your authentic self to live your truth and love your life. Using the ancient principles of yoga with modern business strategy and my very own dream methodology, discover your life purpose and create success that aligns with your soul's calling and empowers your dream life. I'm your host, Transformation Business and Life Coach, Tara Nolan. Let's dive in. Did you know there are ancient principles from the Eastern philosophy and 325 CE, the Yoga Sutras, were written and developed to guide us to really just experience a happier, more fulfilled version of our lives? This has become so powerful in my life that even though I don't teach as much of the physical practice, which we think of when we think of yoga in the West, which is the asana is only one of the eight limbs of yoga. So the other limbs of yoga are all to guide us to the eighth limb, which are part of the Yoga Sutras. And the eighth limb is samadhi. Samadhi is bliss or enlightenment. What does samadhi have to do with your business right now or finding success? Samadhi is the path to the highest version of you with the greatest peace, calm, and confidence. When you create anything you're doing in your life, why are you actually doing it? Getting connected with your why and what matters to you is going to make an impact on whether or not you stay committed in times of challenge. There's going to be times that you're not sure if you're ever going to get another client again, or times that cash flow is an issue, times that you're not sure how you can keep up with all that the business is demanding of you, right? Like who to hire, who to let go of, what to happen. But when you utilize all of these ancient principles in your business, you can find this deep level of connection to self, connection to spirit, and approach your business in a more soulful way that will guide you to move through with ease and calm. To stay connected and know that you are always supported, you are always taken care of, and you are on the path that you're meant to be on. So I think it's really been interesting to me on this journey of spending, you know, a decade and a half in corporate America and another decade and a half in yoga, and then now bringing it all together, taking a holistic approach to modern business as we do in the work we do in the transformation coaching. Because I find that many of the highest level coaches and philosophers out there are utilizing so much of what I learned in yoga, which I have some examples for you that all come from the Yoga Sutras. These examples are the practice of Abhyasa and Vairagya. These are Sanskrit words, Sanskrit terminology, which actually means continually put in the effort, but let go of the outcome. Imagine if you do this consistently in your business. You will let go of the frustrations that occur when things don't turn out exactly the way you thought they would. I believe that action is the attraction for abundance. Of course, we want to always be taking the right action for abundance, but you don't always know. And if you take action in one way that isn't right for you, you can be grateful for that lesson that you were able to pivot and discover what is the path. It's always a learning opportunity. But if you just stay connected to the principle of putting in the effort consistently, regularly, you are sure to get there. Of course, there's more to it. You want to allow in your gurus and your mentors and your coaches to help guide you so you don't have to make painful, costly mistakes. Of course, you want to continually analyze what's working, what's not working in your business. You want to know your numbers. You want to look at, you know, your bottom line and see what did we do before that created these positive results. When we had a good month, like what happened? What did we do that worked? And how can we do more of that? What did we do that wasn't working? And how can we do less of that? It's a simple approach. Look at what's working, do more of it. Look at what's not working, do less of it. Put in the efforts, let go of the outcome. Stay in a place of stirum sukkum. Stirum sukkum is being strong and calm, moving forward with steadiness and ease. Can you approach your business with this tenacity? And that's the tapas. It's a word from yoga in the niyamas. The tapas, the zeal, that passion, that tapas is this burning energy within, like it's bringing in that passion, that fire. But do that with this high level of passion and commitment, but still steadying it with the ease and the flow. It's bringing in these ancient principles that have kept me and so many of my clients that I've shared this with, like committed to the business outcome that they actually want. Because it's so easy to give up. It's so easy to give up in your business when you are so close to making it. And what else happens is people don't even start. Maybe you're at a place where you want to start, but there's so much fear. And that's when you have to do the self-study and really tap in to what's called satya. I actually have it here on my arm. Satya is truth. Connecting to your truth. Living out your dharma, your life purpose. Staying committed that this is absolutely what you're meant to do. And knowing that you will be supported with opportunities that you can't possibly plan for. And that is the Ishvara Pranidhana. Ishvara Pranidhana is the devotion and connection to something higher, greater than yourself, to God. If God's not your word, the universe, the spiritual flow, whatever it is for you, it doesn't matter. And that was something that I always really loved about the study of yoga, that there was no dogma. It doesn't have to be this way or that way. You can be religious. You don't have to be religious. It's not a religion. You're accepted no matter what. But these principles made so much sense to me when I was in my yoga teacher training in Bali. And it woke me up from within. A part of me that was probably spiritually suffering that I hadn't recognized even, because I would never have called myself that at the time. But in learning these principles and now applying them to my business as well as my life, it's really helped me to attain higher levels of success than I know I ever would have. Because with Ishvara Pranidhana, there is the trust that you are moving in the direction you're meant to be in when you are following your purpose. There's a trust that you are co-creating, that you will be taken care of, and that you're on the path. You are on the path to prosperity when you are in your purpose. And Spirit has more in store for you. So when you take action, you move forward consistently with steadiness and ease, the Stirum Sukkum. When you put in the effort and let go of the outcome, Abhyasa Vairagya. When you tap in to that Svadhyaya, tap into that zeal, that the tapas, and build that burning desire to create, and then do the Svadhyaya, which is the self-study. It's interesting that I'm reacting a certain way. You can be a better leader. You can be a better coach. You can deal with the challenges that will come in your life. And we take a holistic approach to business because I really define success to finding this abundance in all areas of life, right? Because like, what's the point of making a ton of money if you, you know, lose your happiness, if you lose yourself, if you're not living your truth, if you're not making the impact that you want to make on other people, you're not making the world a better place. So when you put together the last three of the five niyamas, the niyamas is your connection to self. You have the tapas, which is this like burning desire from within. It's the passion, it's the zeal that you create, that you have within you to create the success that you want in your life. And then you go to step number two, which is the svadhyaya, which is the study of the self. So you understand, like, why do I react in a certain way? What different actions do I take that create the results that I want? And you start to understand yourself on a deeper level. You can create a higher level and greater results in your life. And then number three, the last, it's actually the fifth of the niyamas, but it's the three in the three-step process, which is the Ishvara Pranidhana, which is just surrender and trust and be in it. Because we are all going to have times of self-doubt. We are all going to have challenges. We're all gonna have times that we might have imposter syndrome or not know what our next step should be. But when you stay connected to your dharma, your purpose, so much that you have this passion for what you do, the tapas, you start to know yourself and know this is just me and how I react, and now I can choose to respond. And you trust and surrender that I am here to do the work I'm meant to do in this world. Then you will allow yourself to be guided in a way with greater ease. There are teachings that allow you to go deep within the self, with your inner self, to shift your outer world, to experience higher levels of success in your business. Sure, you often have to understand how to get visible. And if you're a little scared of being visible, then we do the svadhyaya, the self-study. Why is that? What are you afraid of? How can we create a new result there? And if it's not visibility, is there another way for you to reach your ideal clients? Because if you don't reach your ideal clients, you can't sell to your ideal clients. If you don't reach them and you can't sell to them, you can't help them. If you can't help the people you're meant to help in this world, you can't fulfill on your dharma, which is your life purpose. And if you don't fulfill in your dharma, then what happens? Your life may lose some of that meaning, some of that deeper meaning. We can't just be in this happy place all the time. It's not realistic. But we can be in a place of deep connection to self, always in a space of learning and evolving as a soul, so that we are always working towards samadhi. Everything we are doing is going towards samadhi, bliss, enlightenment, connection to the highest version of you, to your higher self, to the source energy within. So you get to this place of just like, good, just amazingness, just deep level, like happiness and fulfillment. And that's what it's all about. And that's what I want for you. And that's what I want you to want for yourself. Don't settle for mediocrity. Don't settle for that which isn't working in different areas of your life. Your soul business is here to give you an outlet to fulfill on your dharma, to create the wealth and the revenues through your business that will be there to empower you to create your dream life. You have to start with getting clear on what your dream life is. You only really know that if you can be in satya, in truth, in harmony with who you really are, without trying to live by other people's expectations and judgments, and even those mind patterns that you may have that don't bring you happiness and fulfillment. But how do you know that if you don't do the study to look within and discover what they are? And that is where this work can help you on such a deep and profound level. That is where building a business can be the journey to the greatest self-growth that you've ever experienced. Because there will be times that it breaks you. There will be times that you question yourself, and there will be times that you have to face your own fear. But when you do the work and you get to know yourself, you connect to your passion, and you surrender in knowing, this is who I am and the work I'm meant to do. You will create a life well lived, a life worth living. Don't settle for anything less. Work towards samadhi and let these ancient principles guide you to create the success that you want and deserve and that your soul is calling for. Soul calling success. Don't forget to go to transformationtarot.com/episode 12 so you can download the amazing resources that I have waiting for you to help you on your journey to soul calling success.